Stagnant Magic. 1. Yo, Doc. You good to go? Some young cat, probably about 10 years younger than I was, with a blue hoodie, Tim's, and a fresh high-top fade, was pointing directly at me. Who the fuck was this dude? And didn't his peeps ever teach him that it was disrespectful to point? And where in the fuck was I? This was definitely not Sojourner Truth Hospital. This place looked like someone's messy-ass attic or basement or some shit. A fine-ass, thick, Dominican-looking chick, with shoulder-length curls, dressed in a tight purple tank top, with an amethyst stone dangling around her neck, walked over to where I was laying. I became suddenly aware that there were tubes and wires connected to the middle of my forehead. "How you doing?" she asked. Wow. Shorty was even sexier up close. I couldn't speak. My mouth was too parched, and my body felt too weak, so I gave her a half smile. "Hand me that cup over there, Freddy," she instructed to the young dude standing at the foot of the bed, or whatever the fuck this was that I was laying naked on. Oh, shit. I'm naked. What the fuck was I doing naked? With the exception of my large sapphire ring on my right hand, I was naked as the day I came into existence 29 years ago. I tried to ask the chick to bring me my clothes, but couldn't. My mouth was parched and felt as if I hadn't brushed in ages. I tried to use my tongue to conjure up some spit, but that shit only made it worse. Yeah, I was most definitely dehydrated, and my throat was beginning to itch. Bad. I lifted my left arm and used my hand to form a letter C, then moved it towards my mouth in a drinking motion. "Don't worry, we got you, bro. Don't speak." Her large hazel eyes twinkled as she laughed. Damn, she had some sexy-ass eyes. Young dude came back with a small shot glass filled with water. I gave him a what-the-fuck look. The fuck was I supposed to do with that? I wanted to tell him to go back and just bring me the whole goddamn gallon, but I was thirsty as fuck. And at that moment, my mouth was yearning for even a droplet of any liquid. "Remove the monitors from the pineal," the chick instructed, and the young dude quickly moved to my left and ripped out the cords taped onto the middle of my forehead. Ouch! I rubbed my forehead and felt the sticky residue of the adhesive from the tape. I was getting aggravated. The chick was still carefully holding on to the shot glass wedged between her right thumb and index finger. Now that I was free from the cords, I tried to sit up and reach for the glass but couldn't move. My body was so fucking weak. She moved closer to me and spoke slowly. "Huey, how did she know my name?" "What I'm about to say is going to sound very strange, but I want you to try to follow my instructions, okay?" I nodded, while I kept my eyes on the shot glass that was now only within an arm's reach. My throat was beginning to feel like it was closing in. I hope these fools don't let me die. "Frederick, don't forget the chart," she reminded the young dude, still standing over to the left of my head. He bent down and swiftly came back with a clipboard. "Make a note. 29-year-old male, in great physical shape. Head full of healthy-looking locks. Looks to be about 6'2", 6'3". Young dude began scribbling away. "I'm 6'4", I thought to myself, annoyed. "Make that 6'4", she corrected. "Got it, Doc." She began reading my vitals on the monitor that the cords on my forehead had been attached to as the boy took notes. "Dimethyltryptamine level is on point. Antioxidant levels are even better. GMO have been completely removed. Lead and aluminum are also completely removed, thank God. Why did they ever start putting aluminum in deodorant anyway?" She shook her head. "Fluoride have also been completely flushed out. Magnesium levels are back to normal. And most importantly, the gluten issue is gone. And as a result, just like I thought, the early signs of lupus and heart disease have also vanished. We'll keep him on the protein plants as well as the superfood diet. Kale, blueberries, walnuts," she instructed, mentally checking each one off with her finger as she recited each plant-based food. "Strawberries, watercress, and," she tapped her index finger on her chin as she tried to think. "Chai and quinoa?" the young dude asked, reading notes on the clipboard. She snapped her fingers. "That's right. I always forget those two." I sighed in defeat. All that shit she had just read and that dumbass machine couldn't tell that I was about to die from dehydration